Right.
I guess we just have a bare core.
Good morning and welcome to the California Coastal Commission meeting for March 12th. And could we have the clerk please call the roll? You can't, otherwise we won't have a quorum. Commissioner Juan?
You're a quorum.
We don't have a quorum without you.
I'm just going to stand right here.
Okay, thank you. Oh, here we go.
And now it's Kasha.
All right, thank you.
Commissioner Shajian. Commissioner Bloom.
Here.
Commissioner Wicked.
Here.
Commissioner Schellenberger.
Here.
Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Juan. Chair Neely.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And
here.
Okay, great. We do have a quorum. Excellent. And let's see, we were expecting a guest this morning, but I don't see our guest here yet. So let me ask staff to go over the changes in the agenda, and we're hoping to welcome Assembly Member Bill Monning here in a few minutes, but right now we'll go through the agenda changes.
Thank you. Changes to the agenda this morning. Item 8A, the Stolo appeal is postponed. And item 9A, Wheeler, is postponed.
All right.
For those members of the public that may wish to speak to the commission today, you do need to fill out a speaker slip and hand it in, indicate which item you're speaking to and whether you are in support or opposition to the staff recommendation. And also, if you could please turn off your cell phones or put them into a silent mode, that would be appreciated.
All right. And with regard to general public comment, we have no speaker slips for that, so maybe we'll go to the North Central Coast District.
Thank you. I have two minor items to report today. It's two emergency permits, and I spoke to you last month about the one that's now reported today at Land's End, and you saw some pictures of bluff erosion in Pacifica and some significant changes in the setbacks there. And so we have issued two emergency permits, one for the Land's End Associates to put down a revetment, emergency revetment at that location, and also one slightly down coast from that location on Esplanade Avenue for AIMCO to do some upper bluff work. And you'll be seeing regular calendar permits for those probably sometime in the next 6 months.
Okay, and do we have any consent calendar items? We don't. And I believe our guest is here, Assembly Member Bill Monning. Welcome, Assembly Member. Great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, guys.
Is now my opportunity to say good morning to all of you? And well, thank you for this opportunity, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. Welcome to Santa Cruz. It's been a few years since you last gathered here, and as I review the history of the Coastal Act, I think some of the impetus for its very creation and formation were some proposed projects here along the Monterey Bay and Santa Cruz coast. So welcome back to Santa Cruz. I also want to extend a special welcome to new members Esther Sanchez and Mark Stone. Congratulations, welcome, and condolences. And I say that obviously tongue-in-cheek. You come at a time when the Coastal Commission definitely welcomes your new blood and energy and commitment to implementation and protection of the Coastal Act. I just wanted to take a minute or two to, in addition to my welcome to Santa Cruz and congratulations to the new members, just to offer a couple of observations about some of the challenges that our state faces. One caveat, I am not here to address any issues before you on your docket. There may be times in the future where I would want to express an opinion, but I respect the autonomy of the commission and the trust that's been placed in you to make these decisions on behalf of all Californians, and perhaps more importantly to those along our coastline who don't have a voice, the marine mammals and habitat and the beaches that you have been charged to both protect environmentally and also to guarantee and protect public access of all Californians and indeed all visitors to California. So I want to applaud how you've protected that trust through the years and just encourage that continued commitment. Now, we face very tough times in California. We are in the middle of the worst budget crisis this state has ever faced, the worst economy since the Great Depression. And no program has been spared in the governor's proposed budget cuts. I know particular concern that I'll allude to in a moment, concern of some possible budget reallocations in terms of litigation funding particularly. Before I address that, though, I just, in the macro crisis that our state faces, there are some interconnecting issues in the current budget that faces us. There's been proposals in the last budget year to eliminate state parks. There is now a proposal from the governor's proposed budget plan to protect state parks, but through funding by the initiation of offshore drilling for the first time in the history of this state, a proposal to drill into California oil fields, not federal oil fields, but California oil fields. My belief, and I'll be maybe somewhat partisan and political here, is that to link the future of our parks, which I believe are critical to our coastal habitat and to your charge, to link the preservation of that park system to drilling for offshore oil in a manner that does not guarantee, in my view, coastal integrity or coastal protection, is a very cynical approach to trying to save our state park system. I'm not aware of any of the convergence of those issues being in front of you today or on the docket of the Coastal Commission in the short term. They may be in the longer term if other solutions are not found to protect our state park system. I do believe the preservation of our state park system is part and parcel of the vision of the Coastal Act. Whether it's coastal preservation or coastal access, our state park system is critical to that. So that's something that we're going to be working on in our budget negotiations to preserve our state park system. And from my view, not to try to sustain it by the first time ever initiation of oil drilling off our coast. So that's one piece. The other piece of our overall budget crisis has been one proposal to reallocate how funding is made available for litigation issues facing the Coastal Commission. And while I don't want to go into that in great detail, it is on the table. I just want to let you know I am keenly aware of it. And I am also keenly aware that the Coastal Act and your charge to protect and advance the vision and the requirements of the Coastal Act cannot be done without sufficient state support to engage in litigation where necessary, even if not litigation, to have the best legal advice and legal partnership in implementing the decisions of the Coastal Commission. So I'm here to report that I will be keenly focused in the weeks ahead on some of those proposed allocations. I'm also here to remind you that no single member of our legislature has any magic wand, and that in the forces we face right now in basically all four revenue engines of this state, sales tax, personal income tax, capital gains tax, and corporate tax, have all been paralyzed. This state is down 30%, 35% in revenue. And yet our spending obligations, close to 70% of those have been fixed by ballot measure, from protection of public education to other initiatives that lock our spending in regardless of those revenue engines. That's why the crisis is so deep. And in looking at trying to achieve equity and fairness in that budget, there are proposals that have never before confronted either the state legislature or the people of the state of California. So I think your voice is fully appropriate through your staff, through your representatives, to make clear to Californians and to the state legislature the potential impacts on your ability to fulfill your mission should certain budget proposals be carried forward. So that said, I want to avail myself to your inputs, your observations, your opinions, either as a commission or through staff as we navigate a very tough budget time. And so I think those are the main points I wanted to share. Madam Chair, I don't know if there are any questions from commissioners. I would be glad to answer any questions if I'm able.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here this morning, and thank you for your presentation. Commissioners, Commissioner Juan?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for your support of the Coastal Program and your appreciation for the importance of, yes, of the coast. And I know that you've been a strong supporter of ours. I'm actually pleased to hear you about the PXP and your having raised that issue, which is of great concern to me and to others, and about the fact that you'll be working on and understand the complexities and difficulties of this recommendation of the DOG to shift the funds.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Stone.
Assemblyman Mahoney, I just want to thank you for your advocacy for the Central Coast area. You've been a staunch advocate and I think a real friend and ally of the commission and what this commission represents. So you've been, as one of your constituents, you've been a great representative for us. And then as a coastal commissioner, I know we can count on you. And so greatly appreciated. Thank you. And thank you for coming and spending some time with us today.
Thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't attend earlier gatherings this week, but I just got home late last night. I am very lucky to call Monterey Bay, the 27th Assembly District, my home, and I have to hold my tongue a little bit with some of my colleagues as they head home to other districts that I just personally feel aren't quite as precious as where I'm able to call home. So, try to say that diplomatically.
Right. Commissioner Sanchez?
Yes, I also wanted to thank you for your advocacy, and I know how critical everything seems to be. This, of course, is something that the future of California is basically in the hands of the legislature, and we very much appreciate your advocacy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Douglas?
I just had one comment relative to state parks. As you know, there is a initiative that's circulating, petition that's circulating to add to the vehicle tax, $18 that would give free access to all state parks to car owners. I don't know where that stands, but I think it's important to recognize that, because that seems to me to be one of the primary ways to save, and the only way right now that I think we can save state parks. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to call everybody's attention to that.
Well, I appreciate your mentioning it, and since you have raised the issue, I'm proud to say I am a strong supporter of that initiative. I'm an endorser of that initiative, and yet in this climate, there's nothing guaranteed. So there's a signature gathering effort that is being powered largely by volunteers, and with the hope that this will make it to the November 2010 ballot. It would provide a stable, predictable, and protected funding source for the state parks, and it would also provide that amount of relief from the general fund. So it's a win-win. We guarantee protection and funding for the parks. We provide that relief to the general fund, which, as we look at these other issues of funding sources for protecting the Coastal Act and the coast, that's the win-win part of it, because we relieve some of that pressure on the general fund. So thank you for raising that.
All right. And on behalf of the commission, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank
and for
you,
your
Madam
advocacy
Chair,
on our
and,
behalf.
Good luck in your deliberations today, and hopefully we'll see you back in Santa Cruz someday soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and with that, we'll... go back to the staff and the regular agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That brings us to the Central Coast District once again, and I do have a minor item under the Deputy Director's report for today, which is the immaterial amendment to implement the Pebble Beach Trail plan that was approved yesterday. This would simply amend the previous approval that we had made that required the access originally. And I believe we're all in agreement on this.
Okay. Any objection to concurrence on this item? Seeing none, the commission concurs.
And that brings me to item 10A. It's the only item I have today, but I am sticking on the theme. This is concerns access to an ESHA, so I do have a short presentation. Some of you may remember we did a long-range development plan for the University of California, Santa Cruz, out at Terrace Point, where we had our reception the other night. We were in this building here, down on Terrace Point. And this is Delaware coming into the site. It's currently developed with the National Marine Fisheries Service building and then University of California facilities here, the Marine and Coastal Research. And this particular item is a project that is proposed under the approved certified LRDP. One of the issues that we dealt with the LRDP was public access to Younger Lagoon and how to balance the protection of the sensitive resources here in the Younger Lagoon Reserve with public access. And it's been a historic issue for the commission. The commission authorized the closure of public access originally to this area back in 1981, and then it had been an ongoing issue that was required to be revisited by the commission every so often. The LRDP maintains that balance and includes provisions to provide for public access to the lagoon area, but it also recognizes that that needs to be managed public access and also interpretive access. So this particular project that's now being reported to you would implement initially the management plan for public access to the lagoon. This is a shot of the Younger Beach that you would potentially be able to get down to under this management plan. And this is a shot from inland looking towards the coast of the Younger Lagoon. There are tremendous resources there. They need to be protected, but we're also fortunate that it's part of the reserve and there'll be ongoing monitoring and research, continuing the research and monitoring that has been going on there for many years. And the university is proposing under the LRDP to allow managed access through docent-led tours twice a month and providing education and interpretation of the resource through that program. The final thing to keep in mind is that as part of this implementation, they will be monitoring changes in the ecology there in relationship to the access, and that you'll have an opportunity to revisit the balance between access and environmental resource management in 5 years under this proposal.
Thank you, staff. Let me check with the commission members and see if there are any ex parte communications starting on my left. Anyone? Anyone on the right? None? All right, we have two speaker slips. Both are here representing the university, and both are here to answer questions only. So if there's nothing more from the staff, I'll bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Stone?
Thank you. Madam Chair, I'd like to move that the commission determine that the development described in the UCSC Notice of Impending Development, number 2, is consistent with the certified University of California at Santa Cruz Coastal Long Range Development Plan, and I'd like to suggest the urgent I vote. Thank you.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Stone and a second by Commissioner Schallenberger. The maker and seconder recommending a yes vote. Passage of the motion will result in a determination that the development it described is consistent with the certified UCSC. CLRDP. thank you. Is there any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Okay, seeing none, the commission hereby determines that the development described is consistent with the certified University of California Santa Cruz Coastal Long Range Development Plan. All right, thank you very much.
Don? Commissioners, the next item is a part of the Deputy Director report, and it's simply a reporting to the commissioners of an emergency permit that will have a follow-up permit in the future, but it's for replacement and removal of some pipelines in Los Cerritos wetlands, and pipelines needed to be removed, and we have granted this emergency permit, so we're just reporting that to you.
All right, thank you. It doesn't take an action. Excellent.
Okay, the next public hearing item, I do have one slide for it that we'll put up. It's a consistency certification by the North County Transit District. In some ways, it's similar to one that the commission reviewed last month in terms of the way we've structured the findings, but it's a project that is, in this case, it's double tracking across Agua Hedionda Lagoon. It's about 2.5 miles of double tracking, which will include a bridge across the lagoon. The staff is recommending concurrence. This bridge is, in design, is almost identical to a replacement bridge that the commission concurred with four or five years ago, and will look pretty much the same, but it's a double tracking. The project that the commission reviewed last month was simply a replacement bridge. There will be two columns from the into wetlands that will involve 64 square feet of wetland fill. Overall, there's going to be a net increase in wetlands. There's going to be rock riprap removed from the wetlands. So there will be a net increase in wetlands, but we would still have to analyze this under the wetlands policies. We believe this is the least damaging alternative. Mitigation isn't necessary because of the net increase in wetlands. The allowable use question was the one that we actually spent the most time in the findings, and what we have in an analysis that's similar to several of these replacement bridges and double tracking bridges that we have brought to you in San Diego County. We're proposing a conflict resolution. This is not an incidental public service because it's an increase in capacity by double tracking, and so we're proposing that the on balance concurrence with the project is more consistent, more protective of coastal resources. But we did go through the conflict resolution process, and we did have a similar one last month, although in that case the conflict was with the habitat policy. This is with the wetland policy, but it's a similar provision of the way we were balancing the issues. And so with that, we're recommending concurrence. The applicant is here if you have any questions.
Thank you, staff. Let me check with commissioners on ex parte communications, starting on my left. All right, and on the right, seeing none. We have two speaker slips on this as well, and both are here for questions only. So let me bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Sanchez?
Thank you. I move the commission concur with North County Transit District's consistency certification CC-075-09 that the project described therein is fully consistent with the enforceable policies of the California Coastal Management Program, and recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Sanchez, a second by Commissioner Juan, the maker and second recommending a yes vote. Passage of the motion will result in an agreement with the certification and adoption of the resolutions and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to the motion, Commissioner? Commissioner Juan?
No.
All right. Is there any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission hereby concurs with a consistency certification made by the North County Transit District for the proposed project. Thank you.
Thank you. And the last item we have is the findings for the commission's October action on the City of San Diego secondary treatment waiver. We've been in many discussions with the city back and forth about what's the appropriate way to characterize the commission's decision. We've agreed to make some changes to the findings, which are in the addendum that was passed out yesterday. We believe that with these changes, this still preserves the essence of the commission's discussion about what the city's obligations are to come back with their reporting on their reclamation. And we're hoping they're as diligent in pursuing reclamation as they are in reviewing findings. But in any event, that we're recommending the revised findings as shown in the addendum. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to go through the details. There are only three commissioners here who are actually eligible to vote, Chajian and Sanchez and Chair Neely. Okay. But if any questions, commissioners have questions, we're happy to go over these changes.
All right. Thank you, staff. Let me see if there are any ex parte communications from commissioners. Commissioner Chajian?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On Monday the 8th, I had a telephone conversation with Ms. McCabe concerning the item. The bottom line was that they were still working with staff, and the thinking was that by today they'll have an agreement with staff as the way the project will be presented. to us this morning.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, we have two speaker slips on this item, both from the City of San Diego, Brent Edson and Tom Zeleny. And how much time would you like, sir?
Just a few moments, but we're here to answer questions as well.
Okay.
I think we can be brief since...
Should we give you 3 minutes for presentation?
Thank you.
And, all right.
Good morning. Brent Edson, Assistant Director of Intergovernmental Relations and Policy Advisor to Mayor Jerry Sanders. As Mr. Delaplane explained, we did work diligently with Coastal Commission staff since the meeting last month to come up with this agreement. And we just wanted to come on the record and say we do support the item before you today. And are here to answer any questions, if you have any. Otherwise, we urge a support on this item. Thank you.
All right. And Mr. Zeleny, would you like to speak as well?
Yes. Just 10 seconds to thank in particular Mark Delaplane, who put up with all our badgering over these last few months and is still smiling about it. So thank you very much, and we support the item.
All right. Thank you. So I'll bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Shajian?
Madam Chair, I move that the commission adopt the revised findings in support of the commission's action on October 7, 2009, concerning the City of San Diego's consistency certification for its continued operation of its Point Loma wastewater treatment plant pursuant to a Clean Water Act Section 301-8 secondary treatment waiver. Recommend a yes vote.
Okay. Do we have a second? I'll second.
I have a question.
Yes, Commissioner Sanchez.
Thank you. This was something that was to be worked out with another party, and that was the intent was to have direct the city to work with the nonprofit organization to ensure that there would be implementation. That there would be a plan coming back, and there would be some discussion about how that would be implemented. So was there an agreement regarding, I believe it was Surfrider?
The commission's action, basically, and this was a key issue in when this was before you, was to support and require the studies to be done to see what could be done to reuse or reclaim treated water to reduce the discharges, and that after those studies are done, that the city comes back to the commission and reports on the results, including recommendations for implementation, and then they're to tell the commission how they're going to implement those recommendations, or if they're not going to implement them, why not? So that'll be an explanation to the commission. But there was no mandate up front to implement recommendations in the studies, because we don't know how much they're going to cost or what the recommendations are going to be. So that was the compromise that was struck. So they do have to come back, and they do have to tell you how what they're going to do with the outcome of the or recommendations of the study.
So if I'm to understand that with the report and what the studies and what is recommended in terms of addressing further efforts by the city, if these efforts are even deemed reasonable by the commission, we can't, and the City of San Diego decides it will not implement, there is nothing that the commission would be able to do?
I would suggest that we hold that question open, and we'll see what comes back, and then we'll recommend to you and advise you on what your options are.
Okay, because that is my intent, is that if it is reasonable, I mean, reasonableness certainly is going to be a standard of review, obviously would not want to require anything unreasonable.
Right.
So with that understanding, I'll be able to support this.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Is there any objection? Oh, I guess we need to just show our hands in favor of those that are eligible to vote, which would be Ashajian, Sanchez, and Neely. Show our hands, a show of hands on that.
It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Here's a second motion. Do we need the second motion?
No, I've got it covered.
I think we had that. Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's the end of the meeting.
No.
Unfortunately. We actually have finished the agenda. I'm sorry.
When can we come back?
I like hearing that.
Yeah. Well, we certainly want to thank Commissioner Stone. Thank you so much for making us so welcome here at Santa Cruz. I think the commission and the staff had a great time. And if we have anything to say about it, we definitely will be back in the future.
Well, thank you. The commission certainly is very welcome back. And I would really like to thank county staff for working with commission staff and for all the IT folks here. They bend over backwards to make the experience a pleasant one. And the county staff, I'll tell you, is very proud to have the commission here and to be able to work with us. And it's been a great time in Santa Cruz to have the commission back.
And we really appreciate their help, so I underscore that. We gave you a draft of the calendar for next year, so that's your opportunity to determine whether or not you never want to come back here again.
We come back. We vote right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay.
Dash. All right. With that, then, that concludes our meeting for today, and thank you, everyone, for your hard work on behalf of the coast of California.